AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Ray Garcia, the former warden of a federal women's prison in California, was convicted of molesting inmates and forcing them to pose naked in their cells. Duke Energy says it found no sign of property damage at a hydropower station in South Carolina, where gunfire was reported nearby. Thousands of Duke Energy customers in nearby North Carolina lost power last week after authorities say one or more people drove up to two substations, breached the gates, and opened fire. The basketball world is celebrating Brittany Griner's release from prison in Russia.
I am elated, like the highest level of it. I'm emotional.
South Carolina basketball coach Dawn Staley says she didn't cry during the nearly 300 days Griner was held. She did today.
My heart is full.
Knowing Griner is returning home. Whether she'll return to the basketball court where she's one of the all-time greats is unclear.
We want her back in her happy place. So I hope that Brittany, laces them up.
Staley says the tight-knit women's basketball world will back her either way. For now, Staley's just ready to stop her frequent social media mentions of Griner's wrongful detention.
Happily.
I'm Sagar Magani.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved doses of the updated coronavirus vaccines for kids younger than five. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's name may soon be appearing in your wallet.
This is the first time the signature of a woman Treasury Secretary will be on a U.S. banknote, and the first time the signatures of two women will be on our currency.
Yellen held up a newly minted $5 bill. The other signature is from U.S. Treasurer Lynn Malerba, the first Native American in that position. Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano keeps erupting, but scientists say it's no longer feeding a flow that's been creeping closer to a crucial highway. This is AP News. New details are being released about an incident last year involving the man accused in a deadly gay nightclub shooting in Colorado. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
A judge has unsealed a bomb threat case that had been filed against suspect Anderson Lee Aldridge last year, but dropped for unknown reasons. Media outlets sought their release. The documents say the 22-year-old Aldridge threatened to become the next mass killer, and during that June incident in 2021, allegedly threatened the grandparents, pointing a loaded gun at them and saying, "You guys die today. I am loaded and ready." The suspect then allegedly ran to the mother's nearby home and threatened to set off a bomb. This prior case was brought into focus by sources granted anonymity who questioned if Colorado's red flag law should have been invoked then, possibly heading off last month's nightclub massacre. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.